Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard Conversations with the Queen, where I am. Because we are all. But most of all,
I am gifted. I am all of this. And indeed, the shit.
Peace and love. You are now tuned into the frequency of Conversations with the Queen, where holistic health, music, art, and life converge to create mental stimulation for your listening pleasure.
Blessings, everybody. You're live on Conversations with the Queen, and I'm so glad that you decided to join us today. We have a very, very special show prepared for you. We have a great, great guest lined up, and our topic is Kemetic Yoga for Total Self-Mastery, featuring Yesira Hotep, who is an amazing person in and of himself. And give thanks that you've decided to spend your Monday night right here with us listening to Conversations with the Queen. And we do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time sharp. So be sure to tune in so you can catch new and exclusive shows brought to you every week by yours truly. All right? So as most of you are probably aware who are weekly listeners or have listened in from time to time, I like to start off our show with a nice weekly affirmation. All right, our weekly affirmation for this week is, I am a master of my own fate. I actively choose what is best for me, and by doing so, I create the best outcomes possible. And, of course, we end it with Ashe, as we normally do. I mean, this is a great, great show that we have lined up for everybody. And I'm so glad that everybody has decided to tune in. And peace and blessings to all of our new Conversations with the Queen followers. You welcome aboard, welcome aboard, welcome aboard, everybody. All right, so I'm going to get into these announcements that we have for this week. Celebrating Black History Month with Conversations with the Queen. See our daily posts through Facebook and Twitter until February 28th. And you can log on through Facebook, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, or you can follow me on Twitter at Tay Queen, and you will receive daily Black History Month updates. And we do post very frequently, so daily, of course. And you could definitely check us out on either of those websites. We also have Gemini Creations having a everything has to go sale at 50% off all inventory with this coupon code that's GG432. Save that, everybody, GG432. And that will be your coupon code to get 50% off all the gemstones we have in inventory. And that, of course, is on GeminiCreations.newshop.com. And that's GEMINEYE Creations.newshop, NUWSHOP.com, of course. In other great Black History news, we have Sunday, February 23rd, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Restoration Plaza, which is 1368 Fulton Street in Brooklyn. You will have Professor James Smalls and Booker T. Coleman. They'll be lecturing for Hidden History Online. To learn more about that, you can check us out on facebook.com/GemAndICreatress or facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, where you'll be able to get more information about these lovely events. And you'll also visit them on hiddenhistoryonline.com. www.conversationswiththequeen.org. And you'll be able to check out a lot of monthly lectures that they will have coming. If you'd like to vend at this event, please email Mel via brooklynmagi@yahoo.com. That's B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, brooklynmagi@yahoo.com. And you'll be able to log on and talk to him about any vending opportunities that may be available. So we're going to get started and get right into it. Peace, Yasir, are you on the line?
Peace, hello?
Peace, welcome.
Oh, peace, okay. Thank you. I hit that thing so long ago, I probably, and I'm in front of everybody. Peace, I was wondering, I have a daughter, she's an 8-year-old Essence, and she blew me away because she was talking about yoga, and so I, you know, see your post and knew, you know, that that's your thing.
Okay,
I was
so just not to interrupt you. So this isn't your seer?
You said is it what?
This is not your seer.
This
your
is
name
not
your
what?
Seer?
Oh,
okay,
no. My name is Quan. This is Quan.
Okay. Well, we're going to wait for our host, our guest, to call in. But you can ask your question. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering, is eight like a decent age, or like how would I even get her started in, you know, yoga? Because I really don't know too much about yoga myself.
Okay. Well, that's a great question. 8 is not too young to get started in yoga. Actually, it's a wonderful age. It's a prime age. We want to encourage children to actually get active in the process of doing yoga. This is going to be able to allow for a lot of great development within her spiritual self, within her physical self, within her mental self. And it's great to start children in the practices of meditation or any other other practices that can be beneficial to them holistically very young. So 8 is actually a great age because now she can actually comprehend and understand certain aspects of what you might be teaching her through the yoga from a very fundamental level. So, yeah, it's great to start at 8 years old. For starting to do yoga. As far as how she could get started, you can visit Yoga Skills, and that's yoga, spelled correctly, skills with an S, .com. And you'll be able to find out more about Kemetic Yoga. You can actually do a YouTube search for Kemetic Yoga, and some great instructional videos should pop up with some starter sequences that will allow for you guys to get yoga started in the home. Even if you just do 10 minutes a day, it's a great way for a child to learn about, you know, their higher selves and get more into metaphysics and spirituality. So it's a really, really awesome opportunity. It's a great thing.
Okay, cool. Now, what about boys? I'm not too familiar with the yoga. Is that something that boys participate in too, or do you think that would be like too feminine for, you know, I don't want it to affect his personality? In a negative,
I understand
or,
what you're saying. That's a great question, actually, because yoga is not just a feminine art. Our guest today is actually a man who's very proficient in Kemetic Yoga. I do believe the founder of Kemetic Yoga in this country was a man. And you have on the walls of Kemet men doing yoga postures. So yoga is not an exclusively feminine art. Masculinity can be portrayed through some of the yoga poses. Actually, one of the great yoga poses is the warrior pose. So I don't think that would be feminine at all. Yoga is amazing for young men because it allows for them to quiet their minds. And especially as young black men, it can be hard for young black boys to focus sometimes on certain things because their imagination is so active. They are so active as children. They like to run around everywhere and all those types of things. So yoga gives them a place where they can channel that energy into, and they can actually get a really, really wonderful sense of meditation going through activity. So I believe it would be wonderful for your son to start doing comedic yoga as well.
Okay, so it wouldn't affect his personality to a softer side?
No, not at all. It would just center him and balance him.
Okay. Because I think that they're normal, you know, as far as attraction to male and females, and I wanted to stay that way. So that was a concern of mine.
That would not be affected by comedic yoga at all. Actually, if anything, it should probably increase that likelihood.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And you're Miss Tay?
Yes, I'm Tay Queen, host of Conversations with the Queen. Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, because I definitely wanted to get the boys into it too. And I was a little concerned, but you definitely got me straight now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm ready to move forward with, and I'm looking forward to the show too. It's off to a good start.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, thank you for calling in, and thank you. And please do tune in every Monday night at 9 p.m. We have great shows lined up, especially for the rest of this month and the next month as well. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, peace. All right, we're still waiting for the guests to arrive and call in. If you're on the line, you're here, please raise your hand by pressing 1. I'm going to take a quick little break for some music with, I do see a caller with their hand raised. Yesir Rahotep, is this you? Peace, caller from the 404 area code.
Green Cherry, I just press number 1 to let you know that I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're waiting
just to let you know I'm here.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, we're waiting on our guests to call in. So I'm going to mute you, and you can listen into the show freely, and you'll actually be able to hear when our caller does call in, our guest does call in. All right, so I'm going to play this track called Monoatomic Gold, and it's by City Hampton. So we're going to get into that and wait for our guests to call in. Okay. Peace.
How do you know I'm real?
Yeah.
I'm not real. I'm just like you. You don't exist in this society. If you did, your people wouldn't be seeking equal rights. You're not real. If you were, you'd have some status among the nations of the world. So we are both myths. I do not come to you as reality. I come to you as yes.
As the monoatomic gold flows through my bloodstream, I sit and meditate on the days we was kings. Listen to the heart of burst alarm clock, tell me the time stops, but I can't hear the buzz ring. My niggas tell me ain't no money in this hippie life. Tryna personify the pool, they ain't gon' get me right. Pay all the leaves, got me going under the city lights. I'm just a child of Christ, caught up in the gypsy life. Time to the game plan. I look in this mirror feeling like I ain't the same man. I doubt God's gonna come back to save man. This white man's world turned God into caveman. Rise of the planet of the apes. Glass of Pino Grigio, yo, we're slamming on the plate. Life in the fast lane like fuck slamming on the brakes. Where we go, but bring that camera to the chase. Ayy. Version makes the world spin. So I wrap my dick up like a turban. In the world where take a black Madonna's girlfriends. Fuck them like God, make them feel like virgins. That's what we call black king shit. The life of a queen bitch is not for the queenish. I distinguish, hate it, put this like seamless. You coming out your face, that's why you looking like a penis. I'm in the world where children send bullets at you, and politicians sacrifice children to wooden statues. Life is like a chess move. Soon as the gods try
pass.
I feel like I'm in Twilight Zone and shit.
You are the gods. You are the Netzarut. You are the archangels. You are the Lord.
Fuck that,
you are the Ife. Are the gods.
That's you. Hold up.
Walk in the light of God like she can see you always. But I'm never surprised at what these hoes say. I hear voices telling me to go hard. And I know when money can turn my warm heart into a cold plate. No sleep, no breaks. My niggas hung the block and you can feel his bones break. See you trying to break bread, nigga, fuck it. But this is the last supper, he gon' have to get his own plate. Death is the wages of a proud man. I'm just trying to make some wages off the sound scan. Before I be a clown, man, I be that nigga that's going out of town with some pounds, man. I try to look at this world through John Lennon's eyes. But he always shoots you down when you begin to fly. The only way the black man can build an enterprise is to live a lie and condone his own genocide. Fuck it. Pour me a glass of rosé. Make a toast to my ancestors in the old age. Holla at a bitch that resembles Siri Jose. Try not to forget that every man must think his own grave. I'm a ride like a pin tail. I either be the greatest or I can die in jail. Please, Lord, you know that I dream for G4s. I'm trying to be in the skies like a chemtrail. You ain't got to like me, but you must admit the world we're living in is fucking sick, bitch. I'd rather do life in the pen than serve a 100 grip to kiss the devil's ass with the lips I kissed my mother with. Cause Mother Earth always had enough to give, but humans and motherfuckers who turn Earth into a fucking bitch. So until the day I make it to the mothership, my mind travels cause this life is a fucking trip.
Monoatomic Gold, and that is a song featured off the album The Traveling Mind of City Hampton. If you'd like to hear more tracks from the album or purchase the downloadable album, you can visit CityHampton, C-I-T-I, Hampton.bandcamp.com. I'll post the link in the open forum for everybody to be able to see. We're still waiting on your ear to call in, but what I'm going to do is give you guys a special treat, excuse me, and actually allow for you guys to listen into a previously recorded show that we had done a couple years back, basically explaining the principles of Kemetic Yoga and the basics of Kemetic Yoga. So if you haven't heard it, it definitely will be a treat. And we're going to play this until or if the Yesir does call in. Please bear with us. Mercury is in retrograde, so this type of stuff has been going on all week. But I do have something for you guys prepared, so you can listen into this right now. All right?
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation with a cherry on top.
If you do have a question about Kemetic Yoga at any time during this broadcast, you can actually call in. Send in the call-in number, 917-932-8881, and you can call in, and I will do my best to answer the question for you. All right? Peace.
Segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
and blessings. You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss anything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing comedic yoga with our special guest, Yasir Rahotep. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss a show, you can always come and check us back on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, check out Conversations with the Queen on our Facebook group, and don't forget to like our fan page. For all my queens out there, while you're on the net, be sure to check out our newest blog, queendompost.blogspot. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers and the first classroom, the womb man. It's time to bring back greatness by uplifting our queens. So if you want to check that out again, that is queendompost, queendompost.blogspot.com, and definitely check us out on there, okay? So if you're familiar with the show, you know we always started out with two things, our monthly yoga pose, and then we normally get into our weekly affirmation. So our monthly yoga pose for the month of January, which is just the last week, so it will be choosing a new yoga pose soon. This month's yoga's position is the extended side angle pose. So extended side angle is pretty much a really good pose, and it has a lot of different benefits. It tones the abdominal organs, stimulates digestion, helps with gastritis, corrects faulty posture, and relieves the problems that are associated with a sedentary lifestyle. So I'd like to open up the energies of the show with a good, nice, beautiful affirmation that will allow us to clear out the negative energy and bring in a peaceful and wonderful aura. So I've written this affirmation myself, as I do each week, and write all these affirmations myself. Okay. Affirmation for, and a mantra at the end, for peace. I'm laying it all down, ridding myself of all ties and roles that lead to negativity. I am triumphant in the destruction of these energies in my life. So I call upon my own inner strength and divinity as well as the name of my ancestors to bring forth and help me birth the fruits of my labor for peace of mind and harmony in my personal, financial, physical, mental, and spiritual existence. So I release and exhale all that was tying me to the lower realms that of their existence, and by my word and affirmation, I am free. Om Vatra Satwa Hong. Okay? And that at the end, that's a mantra that you can use to clear out negative energy and bring in a lot of harmony, balance, and peace. I'd also like to remind everybody that to take notes and just be diligent. So without further ado, I am going to bring on Brother Yasir, and we are going to get this show rolling. Brother Yasir, are you on the line? Hello? Hello? Brother Yasir, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm very, very good and very, very excited to have you on the show.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
It's funny because when I asked you to come on the show, I wasn't very, very familiar with your work. I just saw that you were a comedic yoga instructor, and I really wanted to have somebody come on the show and deal with yoga. And then this weekend, I did some research, and I am just like, wow. You are an amazing person, definitely a master at your craft, and definitely, you know, somebody who I would love to have come on and share this information with my listeners. So I'm very, very, very grateful that you decided to take this time out of your busy schedule and share it with us.
Yes, well, I appreciate you, and I'm really happy to be here and to be able to share a little bit of information I have, you know, with your, you know, with you and your guests, or with you and your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. So I'd like to open up the show by really having everybody get acquainted with who you are. You know, just give a little bit about your background and how you came into practicing yoga.
Well, about 35 years or so or more, I was introduced to comedic yoga. And the reason why I got into yoga was really not even because I was interested in yoga. I just had a friend who persuaded me to try this yoga class. And prior to that, I had became a vegan, a vegetarian. I stopped eating meat. I started to, I just got into like a really healthy lifestyle. And because I just wanted to heal myself, you know, I just wanted to get rid of all my bad habits and heal my body and my mind and stuff. But I really didn't know anything about yoga. And so the first yoga class that I went to was with my teacher, whose name is Azar Hapi. And the class that I went to, I really couldn't do anything at first except for what we call the mummy pose. The mummy pose is just when you lay on the floor and you just let your body get still and then you breathe and relax. Mm-hmm. So other than that, my body was really stiff. You know, I really couldn't do a lot of the different positions and stuff. And but I felt so good after I took this first class that it just motivated me to want to keep doing it. And the more I learned about yoga, I understood that it was something that would help to give you longevity. You know, it's something that would help to give you health and to increase your wellness status. So that motivated me to continue to practice. So my first year of doing yoga, I would practice every day for about 8 hours a day, 8 to 12 hours a day. And, you know, because I felt like because the benefits of it were so powerful that it would be good to make that investment, you know, in myself. So at that time, I was around 22 or 23 years old when I first started. So I felt that when I got older, which I'm still moving towards getting older, that my body would be healthy and I would get the benefits of remaining youthful. So that's what sort of motivated me to continue to practice yoga and to do it for this long. And my teacher encouraged me to start teaching, and I really didn't have any intention or desire to be a teacher, but he sort of encouraged me to teach because he was sort of moving away from teaching. And so I just started teaching, and one thing led to another thing, and it just became like a career that I've had for some years now.
Mhm. Well, that's a very good way to get into yoga. That's actually why I sought out to start doing yoga for myself, because, you know, it's just so many health benefits, but as you get into it, you realize all the other things that it can do for you as well, clearing up your mental and helping your spirit to become balanced. So that's really wonderful. Would you like to give a little background on what you do now and your business and things like that, things of that nature, and any type of you know, events that you definitely have going on?
Well, the name of my business is called Yoga Skills. And so I sort of named it Yoga Skills. My website is yogaskills.com. And I sort of used that name because I feel like that there are a wide variety of skills that a person should acquire, you know, through their practice of yoga. So you're not just doing yoga because you want to get more flexible and, you know, get a workout in. You know, you're really practicing yoga to develop your mind and your body and to acquire various types of skills that would enhance your ability to focus, to concentrate, to use your mind in such a way that you don't, that you do not become distracted, that you can be very purposeful in what you do. You can remain very focused in everything that you do. And you can develop, the, you know, skills like patience, self-control. You know, those are your yoga skills. And when you practice yoga, those are the things that you want to get from it. And so that's why we call the business Yoga Skills. And so the style of yoga that I teach is called Kemetic Yoga. And so Kemetic Yoga is ancient Egyptian. So the people of ancient Egypt were people who practiced and, you know, developed the system what we call yoga. Yoga is practiced in other cultures around the world. We mostly associate it as being part of Indian culture. But it's really something that, you know, is present in Africa in various forms, and it was present in ancient Egypt, possibly even before it was present in India, since ancient Egypt was the oldest civilization, you know, that we know of in, you know, in terms of current history. So what I do now is, in addition to doing workshops, I travel around the country. I travel to other countries around the world. I do workshops and trainings for people. I also do teacher training and certification. So I run courses where people can become certified as kinetic yoga instructors. And our certification program is recognized by this organization called Yoga Alliance, which it seems that a lot of people want to be registered with Yoga Alliance. So we registered our yoga school with Yoga Alliance. So we do those trainings. We do those trainings in different parts of the country. We also do them in Jamaica twice a year. So Friday, February 4th, I'm leaving for Jamaica to do a training there for 10 days. And we have people coming from various parts of the United States and other countries who attend that training. So we have people from Europe, you know, we have people from the Caribbean, you know, we have people from Africa coming, you know, as well as people from all over the United States coming to take those trainings. So far we have about 200 people around the world who have become certified in kinetic yoga.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, I've also produced a number of instructional yoga DVDs. So people can go to the website and they can purchase these DVDs at yogaskills.com. And the DVDs actually teach you how to practice yoga. So you can look at your DVD player or your computer and you can practice at home. We also have meditation CDs. So we have guided meditation CD where a person can listen to this for like, it's like five different levels of meditation. And you can listen to the CD, and it'll teach you how to meditate. And it has music in the background that'll help you to relax and focus. What else do we do? We do corporate yoga where we go into different companies or different social service agencies, and we work with the employees, and we do that under our stress management and wellness programs. So we offer stress management and wellness to, you know, various companies, you know, from large companies, large corporations to small companies and also social service agencies. We have programs in public schools working with children. We have programs in Head Start and daycare programs, working with even small children. You know, the youngest children I work with have been, you know, just several months old, you know, and so working with those kids, we sort of just move their bodies and we do certain techniques, you know, so the kids, they can't get on the floor and do yoga on their own, but we actually do, like, various types of stretches and, you know, movements with their body that we sort of take their bodies into these different positions, and it helps to increase their blood circulation. It helps to soothe them, to help them to relax, and, you know, helps them to, you know, sort of feel secure and at ease within themselves, you know. So, you know, we do a lot of different stuff, and I've been doing this since I've been working with children, which the children are my favorite group of people to work with, children and elders. But I've been working with children since 1979.
That's wonderful. So if somebody were interested in any of those services, they would just go on your website, or how would they get in contact with you?
Yeah, they can go on the website at yogaskills.com, and they can, you know, see the various, you know, programs that we have there. If a person wants to call me, they can call me toll-free. My toll-free number is 888-599-YOGA, Y-O-G-A, which is 9642, so like 888-599-9642. And y'all can also be reached by email at yasir@yogaskills.com, and yasir is Y-I-R-S-E-R @yogaskills.com. And we also, I forgot to mention, we also have a trip. We have an annual trip to Egypt, or Kemet, every year. And, you know, we went last year. We're going to go this year from July 24th until August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent about 10 days over in Egypt. And that's also listed on the website. If you go to the website, you'll see that the price is $37.95, but we have reduced the price because our costs have gone down a little bit, so we reduced the cost a little bit. So the cost is going to be like about $3,500. So, those are the things that we're doing, and that's my contact information.
Okay. Well, sounds wonderful, and I hope anybody who is definitely interested, especially after listening to this show, that you do go check the brother out, like you said, at yogaskills.com, yoga as it's spelled, skills as it's spelled, .com. And you do have a fan page as well. So if you're on Facebook and you would like that fan page, that's a good way to start. So,
yeah, the fan page is Yoga Skills, or you can just, you can just search Kemetic Yoga, or you can just search Yoga Skills on Facebook and you'll find me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you explained what Kemet was and a little bit about Kemetic Yoga. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that somebody who's listening might have. How does Kemetic Yoga differ from other forms of yoga?
Well, essentially, yoga is yoga. And so first we need to define what exactly yoga is in itself, because most of the time we think of yoga as being, the physical aspect of yoga in terms of doing the different movements and postures, or what they call the asanas. But yoga is a complete system of self-development. The first two principles of yoga are abstaining from negative actions and behaviors and thoughts, and engaging in positive actions, behaviors, and thoughts. So you can practice yoga without even ever having to do the various positions and stuff, you know. And so Kemetic Yoga is based upon the ancient Egyptian or Kemetic ethical system, which we call Ma'at. And so Ma'at recognizes that there is that there are laws that govern the universe, and that we as human beings are obligated, if we want to have success in our lives, to become in tune to that harmony, to become in tune with that universal order. And so we need to live our lives in a way that we are in harmony with those principles of Maat. And so there are like approximately like 42 different, you know, ones of these principles. But the principles really are overarching, you know, ideas about the way that the universe is structured and what our place is in the universe and how we get made in harmony and balance with it. So the word Maat means universal balance, harmony, justice, and reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
And so in understanding that that foundation of philosophy in spiritual science, we get into the various practices that are associated with yoga. And so those practices are going to be movements and postures, mm-hmm. controlled deep breathing, meditation, proper diet and nutrition, because the idea is that if there is a universal order to everything, one of the things that I as a human being need to do in order to be in harmony with that universal order is to maintain my body, my mind, and my spiritual self at a high level of excellence. And so therefore, I'm not going to consume things which are unhealthy for me. I'm going to do the various movements and practices that's associated with yoga. Now, those movements and postures, which we call hatha yoga, we call them different positions or whatever you want to call them, those practices are meant to create health in your physical body by increasing your blood circulation, by stimulating your internal organs to keep the organs healthy and functioning at a high level of efficiency, by keeping the nervous system balanced. We have two parts of the nervous system. One part is called the sympathetic. The other one is called the parasympathetic. The sympathetic deals with your stress response. The parasympathetic deals with your relaxation response. So when we practice yoga, we are actually stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is your relaxation response. And so it's very important that we, you know, that we understand that and that we maintain that type of connection. So when we do the deep breathing, when we do meditation, we are actually stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is causing the relaxation response to take place. It's causing the production of various hormones and neurotransmitters like dopamine and other type of internal chemical compounds like that that actually helps to bring about a transcendent state of consciousness. It takes us to a state of deep relaxation, a state of deep focus, and so on and so forth. You know, so part of that whole science of number one having a philosophy and an understanding of the nature of the universe and our place in it, that's the first principle of yoga. And then being able to understand how I need to behave on an ethical level, on a moralistic level, and on a common sense level in terms of understanding, you know, the law of cause and effect, that whatever I do is going to have an effect. So I'm going to do things that's only going to bring back a positive effect back to me. So that helps to govern your behavior. And then we do the movements and postures. Now, the movements and postures that we see in kinetic yoga are unique. We see in kinetic yoga, there are many of the same poses and postures that you see in regular Indian yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But at the same time, we have movements and postures which are very unique, because those movements and postures are the poses that we see the ancestors and the different, what I call the Netjeru. The Netjeru represent different aspects of nature, okay? So you can look at nature as being divided into different functions. So different forces in nature carry out different functions, and that's what our ancestors called the naturu. And so you see these forces personified in a human form, and they are doing various postures or yogic positions. We use the word yoga, which is an Indian word, because we really don't know exactly what word that they use for those different postures. Even though some people say that they know, that, you know, some people put different words to it, but the exact word that the actual ancestors, we don't know what word they use for those postures. So we just use the word yoga. Okay. Because they have yogic effects. And those movements and postures are very healing to the physical body, and they balance the energy body. Now, when we talk about the energy body, that's a recognition that within a human being, you have a physical body, and you also have an energy body. The energy body is like the part of your body that's composed of various systems that control the flow of life force in your body. Mm-hmm. Life force is what makes us alive. Without life force, the physical body would just be a pile of dust. You know, because that's what happens to it. When you die, your body goes back to the earth. And your body is composed of the elements of the earth. That's why we eat food that comes from the earth in order to nourish the body. But the main nourishment of the body is from the breath. It's from the air that we breathe. It's the energy of life force, which is contained within the air. So that air, that life force within the air, is what circulates through the non-physical body. I call it the astral body, or I call it the bioenergetic body. And that bioenergetic body is not a physical entity. It's invisible. And it exists on a non-physical level. But the physical body is in existence because of the existence of the non-physical body. So the physical body is a manifestation of this bioenergetic body. Okay? And the bioenergetic body, it has different systems, and it has different organs, just like the physical body does. And those systems and those organs are in the same approximate places that major parts of the physical body are located. And energy moves and circulates through those. So commonly in yoga, those systems are called the chakras. So most anybody has heard of the word chakra, and we say that and it is said that we have 7 primary chakras. And they line up with the spine. They correspond to the different places in the body that line up to the nerve plexuses, which are the major areas where nerves are located to provide function to specific strategic parts of the body. So they start at the base of the spine, and they go all the way up to the crown of the head. We also have chakras in the palms of the hands and the bottoms of the feet, in our fingertips and in the tips of our toes. We also have chakras in the back of the head. So we have many. So we have more than just 7 chakras, but we have 7 primary ones. And then we also have energy channels, which are called meridians. In yoga, in Chinese medicine, they call them meridians. In Indian yoga, they use the word nadis, N-A-D-I-S, nadis. But those are simply energy channels, vessels through which energy flows. And again, these exist on a non-physical level. But a person who is trained on a spiritual level, or who is very sensitive on a spiritual level, can actually see the energy that these different systems and organs emit. And that energy is called the aura. So, like your grandma down in Mississippi, she might be able to see your aura, right? Because she sort of lived her life in a way where she's in harmony with nature, you know. So so older people, children can see all this, or people when they start to learn how to meditate, you know, when they start to become less sensitive or they become more psychic, they can see and perceive the aura of people. And we always are able to feel the auras of people because sometimes a person can come into the room and you can feel their energy because we commonly say, oh, that person has a negative vibe or that person has a good vibe. You can pick up that energy from the person, and that energy that you're picking up is not just an impression. It's an actual tangible force which is emanating from that person, which your person is able to perceive. And the more trained your mind is, the more you're able to interpret that. So that's sort of like my answer to your hope. I didn't go on too long.
you covered a very good portion of that, and you definitely gave an in-depth, you know, answer, and that's great. I'd like to remind everyone that we have 28 minutes left on the call, so I'd like to open up the floor to anybody if they have questions. All you have to do is raise your hand if you are already on the queue, or if you're listening through via the stream, you can call in at 917-932-8881 and just raise your hand if you have a question or a comment. If not, we'll just continue, you know, with the show. So another question, I'm not sure if you covered this in that extensive breakdown, but I've heard you talk about the principles of Kemetic Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to get into the principles of Kemetic Yoga?
Well, the way I perceive the principles is that
peace and blessings, everybody. Thank you for listening into Conversations with the Queen. Unfortunately, this show has been rescheduled to next week, so if you want to listen in to the show, Kemetic Yoga for Self-Mastery, you can call in again next week at Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, I do apologize for that, but thank you all for listening and calling in. You can listen to the remainder of this show on youtube.com/AtaNSickMedia, which is AtaNSickMedia.com. At youtube.com. And you can go over there and listen to the remainder of this actual broadcast. And thank you, everybody, for calling in. We do apologize for any inconvenience this has caused you. And this has been Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for your time. Peace.